Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Look at this magnificent artistry. What on earth is that? Some sort of tower, some person here. There's a really outstanding artist called George Callahan produced these. And these could be yours if you write to my YouTube channel. How about that? How about that? Some purple blobs along blue lines. Really outstanding. This really is, you know, world-changing art. Now, here we have, oh, yeah, who are these? Loads and loads of soldiers, methinks. And then we've got on the other side, some of them got cavalry unit. They're wearing, carrying shields. They got spears and stuff like that. Okay, because I've just got my personal archives, as in boxes of stuff that have been kept since my infancy. All my drawings and things like that. How fascinating is that? Look at this. So they're having a fight or something like that. Somebody punching someone else. There's a sword. What is this, a big tree? I can't quite figure it out myself. But, you know, I'm still some psychologist can delve into this and tell me things about myself and maybe what I don't want to know. And there's even a drawing on the other side. We're economizing. What are these curious shapes? All done quite fast. But it says something that I like to draw hundreds of men kind of the same. Like whole armies of them, because there's little boys watching these war films, so depicting battles, lots and lots. This is some sort of hill. Are these cannon firing? What's growing on the hill? Look like curious mushroom shapes or something like that. I don't know what's going on in the back here. They're completely forgotten. It reminds what George Orwell had to say. What have you got in common with a photo of your five-year-old self? Nothing, except you're the same person. I mean, seeing video footage of myself when I was seven, it's hard to believe that that's me, but it is. And so here we have some black men. Because I remember I went on holiday to South Africa when I was five, and we had a certain felt tip color that we used to call skin color. And then it dawned on me that not everybody's skin is that color. And in fact, my skin color is very much the minority one in the world. Most people have considerably darker skin, so we can't call it skin color. And I began drawing black people for the very first time. Okay, you know, Ireland being far less racially diverse in those days than it is now. So look at this. What is going on here? Some big hill, a man holding a spear. There are birds flying above him. How curious. This one's done with crayon. So do you want to buy these? If you offer a reasonable price, I don't know what this round thing is about. And what am I sketching there? What do you think? Green people, red blobs. And is this a ship here or something? Oh, my God. Okay. And this guy is on a boat carrying his little harpoon. Oh, we've already seen that. Was it a boat? Oh, yeah, probably is a boat. It's not a hill. And look at this. This one I feel I almost remember. The soldiers in green uniform and some sort of car or carriage. And what's going on the other side? Isn't it incredible? Found out so much about myself, things I'd long forgotten. Yeah. Wow. And now what is going on in this one? A bird or something like that? I can't make it out myself. So, wow. Rather Dadaist. I remember my chemistry teacher when I was 15 said had Rococo handwriting. So thank you very much, James Norris Beaumont Cook. But you see, I'm an artist. Sembarasimsin. That doesn't... Is this... Are nonsense words. Semba. There's no words that were December. Is that Ras or Cass? S-T-N. I think it was me who wrote it. And there we go. Now look at this creature. Is that a panda bear or what? In a forest. What are all these yellow things with pencil round it? That's some sort of fruit beside a tree. And here, a soldier with his rifle and bayonet. Some sort of car. Looks a bit like the Loch Ness Monster, which I did know about at the time. And so it goes on. My goodness. So we shall continue. And here, what have we got here? Two soldiers, some trees, and it looks like a camel. Because, of course, it'd be in the Middle East a lot. Okay. And we have more stuff like that. Okay. So what do you think of this? Like it? Like it not? This long creature with legs and wheels and people climbing on top of it. Men in grey uniforms down the bottom. And look at these vehicles, hey? Wow. Anyway, when I die, I have to say, as Hino Barba said, quit artifacts and me Perrier. Now, this is some sort of bunny rabbit or something like that. What do you think? Some gigantic, freakish bunny rabbit. So I bet you're enormously impressed. Now, what have we here? Partly, I think this is the right way up. Are those clouds up high? Vehicles down low? Done with crayon. It must be important. And my word. Can anybody tell what's going on here? Do you like it? Do you like it a lot? Held, but backwards. Oh, maybe help. The P is wrong. Someone's saying help. And look at more soldiers in busbies. I had seen them with their jack boots stomping around for Buckingham Palace. And they got big boots, these chaps. Okay. So this sort of military fixation. I can't tell you just how different I am now. And they're here. I don't know what's going on. Someone holding a big umbrella over a high status person. And what is this very large black creature on the right? Is this some sort of monster? And again, soldiers, I'm guessing. Their uniforms, their hats. And so it goes on. So what do you think? How much do you pay for these? Yeah. And here are people. Oh, they're black shirts, but you can see their pink faces. Wow. So I like to do them fast. I wasn't into precision then as I am now. Get bored, move on to the next project. Yeah. So, and what do you make of this one? Do you like it or do you like it not? Yes, no? Well, really outstanding. I mean, even I, the artist, can't make out what it's all about. And these ones are done in pencil, maybe a bit clearer. But what are these shapes down the bottom? And there's someone at the top, is it a centaur or something? And then some monster to one side. It really is astonishing. And I can't for the life of me tell you what's going on here. Wow. So what do you make of these? Is it astonishing that I didn't go further with my artistic career? Well, I couldn't draw these now, but, you know, you could take that either way. Did I have no perspective? I tell you, one thing I noticed is they're completely two-dimensional. I hadn't really got into the notion of depth in these things. But I wonder if that is typical for children of that age. Because these I'm producing about the age of 4 or 5. There we go. I remember my cousin saying, this is a doggy when he was little, and just scribbling, like in a circular scribble. It didn't remotely resemble a dog. Didn't know how to actually draw anything. It was not a likeness at all. And this is a centaur again. Oh, that's one thing I've already shown you. That's what that one. And so it goes on. Well, there really is a treasure trove of these things. What do you think? That was a castle, methinks. I did have toy castles. Okay, so if you want to buy these, I'm serious, I would sell them to you. You know, let's start the auction now. So you can write on the chat to me on this YouTube channel, how much do you think these are worth? Are you willing to pay for any or all of these? Right, thank you for watching me, George Callahan, George from Ireland, really outstanding artist. Okay, goodbye, everyone. Toodaloo, and subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Bye.